much does it for me right now. And just want to give you a heads up. If you'd like to be a contributor to NSN, you can always throw us an email at ckut.ca or nsn at ckut.ca or at urquhart1@gmail.com. And just to give you a heads up, there's some good things going to be going on in the next little while. We have got some great guests coming up, including Kate Rex from the Native Women's Association of Canada, who's going to be talking about the funding problems with the Sisters in Spirit and what's been going on there now that because the funding runs out on March 31st. So we're all pulling here at NSN. We're all pulling for the federal government to continue its funding. And there's still no word yet, we're hoping to hear something in the budget coming Thursday. And also, we had the closing ceremonies of the Olympics, which took place on Sunday. So just to give you an idea of 14 gold, 26 medals. They're calling it one of the best winter games ever. And I will admit it, I've had my beef with the Olympics since they first got it, considering what the Vancouver Olympic Committee was doing. And I'll give it to you. It's like, I will admit it, I am a diehard hockey fan, diehard. And I have to say, it's like some of the best hockey I've seen is when in the Olympics, because, well, it's all for something. It's not like the NHL All-Star Game where you see all the stars come out. They're not really playing for anything. So, but the Olympics, it's different, It's like you've got Team Canada, you've got Team USA, Team Russia, Team Russia and Team USA, both teams that we've beaten. So I'm going to say it flat out, I'm a diehard fan. And congratulations to Team Canada, because it was some of the best hockey I have ever seen in my life. It was just fantastic hockey. So I've got a song. It's not normally something I usually do, but I've got a song for Team Canada, Team Canada beating Team USA in overtime. Like, it was just one of the greatest games I have ever seen. Just like when the New York Giants beat the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl, it was one of the greatest football games I had ever seen. Back and forth, by far had the greatest play ever in an NFL football game. Eli Manning to David Tyree, catching it off his helmet, which was just brilliant. So this is for a fantastic game. And regardless if it's the Olympics or not, I know good sports when I see it. And this was a fantastic hockey game because it just brought the best of the best together. So this is for the Olympic men's hockey team.
Boutros Ghali, put down your gun and listen to...
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! Everything, everything, everything gonna be all right! When I was a little girl, only 12 years old, I couldn't do nothing to save my doggone soul. My mama told me the day I was grown, she said, sing the blues, child, sing. sing it from now on. I'm a woman. Oh, yeah. I'm a woman. I'm a ball of fire. I'm a woman. I can make love to a crocodile.
Listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver, and welcome to Show 10. Yay, Show 10.
Yeah, we've made it to that magical 10 number. Yeah, welcome to the show for Thursday, March 4th. I'm Christian.
I'm Fleur, and tonight we have a little bit of a different show for you. You just heard Coco Taylor, I'm a Woman. She's a very famous blues woman from... back in the day, she won the Blues Music Award.
Yeah, she won a number of awards. I know she was known as Queen of the Blues. Anytime you're known as the queen of something, you've definitely known to be good at it. She actually won a Grammy in 85 for Best Traditional Blues Album and was actually nominated for 8 other Grammys. So a great blues musician. Powerful voice.
My favorite lyric is, I'm a woman, I can make love to a crocodile.
Yeah.
That was my favorite lyric. And the reason why we've put her at the start of this show today is because we wanted to pay homage to women in music. Next Monday is International Women's Day, so we thought today we would play all the ladies.
Yeah, it's me and the ladies tonight.
Yeah, lucky you.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be looking at highlighting some music done throughout the ages by women, and also looking at women's rights and how it's progressed over the last sort of 100 years, and what good things have happened with regards to equality, and what stuff still needs to be done, unfortunately. So,
And those that don't know, International Women's Day is marked on March 8th every year, and it is a major day of global celebration for the economic, political, and social achievements of women in general. So it's basically a celebration of the accomplishments of women.
Exactly.
So it's a celebration.
It is a celebration.
And we're gonna kick it off a little early.
Yeah, exactly. So, and I think there's some stuff happening in Vancouver. I know that there is a lot of women's groups around in Vancouver are having celebrations all weekend. So if you just type in International Women's Day in Vancouver, you'll come up with a bunch of our calendar of events, and we'll try and highlight some of those during the show through the lovely internet for you guys. But next, let's keep the music moving. We're sort of keeping it with some powerful women's voices. We've got Marlena Shaw with Women of the Ghetto.
Yeah, this is another great song. It's from her 1969 album, Spice of Life. So we're going back in time a little bit here. And we're going to do that across the show. We're going to play a little bit of older stuff and then some newer female musicians as well. So she's a great jazz musician, and she's actually still performing at the age of 67. She's actually currently touring Europe. So here's Marlena Shaw with Woman of the Ghetto on CITR.
Does it beat with fright? But have you lived there at all? Places like what? Detroit, Fillmore, Chicago, Washington. Sing our voices, sing our voices, sing our voices.
I've been here before. CITR has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your Friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, Hotbox, The Kiss Store, Slickety Jim's Chat and Chew, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, The Whip Gallery Restaurant, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
This is how I look without makeup. And with no bra, my nanny sag down low. My hair ain't ever hung down to my shoulder.
Welcome back to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say. That was Erica Badu, great female artist with Cleva from Mama's Gun, her album of 2000. Welcome back. As we stated before, we are celebrating International Women's Day a little bit early. It is actually next Wednesday, which is March 8th. And just wanted to let everyone out there know that on occasion of the International Women's Day this year, the International Committee of the Red Cross is actually trying to draw attention to the hardship that displaced women endure. The displacement of populations is actually one of the gravest consequences of today's armed conflicts. A lot of people are displaced. So they're trying to draw attention to this because it affects women in a variety of different ways. But far from being helpless victims, women are usually very resourceful at overcoming a lot of the problems associated with being displaced from your home.
And also, a lot of people think about displacement and they, you know, immediately think about war and how that displaces populations. But I guess over the coming years, and if there is no real action around climate change, a lot of people will be becoming environmental refugees and be displaced from their homes because of raising sea levels or desertification and things like that. And there is a huge push around the fact that climate change has a disproportionate effect on women and children, more so than men, because women are usually the ones that go out and toil the fields a lot of the time in developing nations, yeah. And the ones that have to walk 5 kilometres or more getting water for the villages and things like that. And during those times, they do run the risk of attack and sexual assault and things like that. So, yeah, I mean, Red Cross is talking, excuse me, talking about displacement from war-torn areas, but as it gets worse with climate change and things like that, we can definitely see environmental displacement happening.
I think we've seen a couple environmental disasters over the last month or two that definitely would be a good example of women and children being displaced from their homes. So, you know, kudos to the Red Cross for bringing or trying to bring that to you know, the world's attention.
For sure. And if you're interested in learning more about women's rights and how climate change affects those women's rights, Oxfam is doing, I mean, we talk about Oxfam a lot on this show, but they are
great charity.
Doing great work. And they're running a campaign at the moment that started last year around climate change and women's rights and how that affects women and children and the more vulnerable of the population. So if you want to find more out about that, just go to www.oxfam.ca and they'll point you in the right direction.
Excellent. Next up, we've got another great female artist. As I said, I'm the only man allowed on the show this evening.
Well, hang on. We have to talk about who we just played.
Oh, go for it.
So we heard Marlena Shore at the start with Women of the Ghetto. That's from a compilation that I have at home called Blaxploitation. And that is a collection of great songs from the Blaxploitation era of the 70s. After that, we heard
Morcheeba.
Unfortunately, the lady that's singing Tape Loop off their first album, Who Can You Trust, isn't singing with them, unfortunately, anymore.
Apparently, she's back for this year, yeah.
Really?
Rejoined,
oh
yes.
Oh my gosh,
yes.
I'm so excited.
So Skye Edwards, the original female vocalist, I think they went through probably about three female vocalists from 2005 to this year, but the original vocalist that you heard on Tape Loop there, Skye Edwards, is actually back. She has a wonderful voice. So.
She and I've seen her live, and she's so fun and exciting, yeah. And super cute and really energetic. So when she left the band, I mean, Morcheeba is one of my favorite bands, and I was really upset that she'd left. So I'm really excited that she's back now. She's done some collaborations over the last little while as well, while she's been outside of Morcheeba. In 1997, she did a collaboration for Perfect Day in aid of children in need, and in and Band Aid 20 in 2004 she produced a song or contributed a song to that for famine relief in Sudan and Africa. So we've
excellent.
Got to give her kudos.
Yeah. And like we said, that was Erica Badu, the last track. And Erica actually has her own charity. I know we spoke about it a little bit before on a previous show, but it's called Beautiful Love Incorporated Nonprofit Development, or BLIND, very clever. And it provides community-driven development for any inner-city youth through music, dance, theater, and visual arts. So great program.
And Erica was an easy choice for a women's rights show because all her songs are talking about about women being empowered and not taking that traditional stance of the beauty image. And that's a lot of what Clever talks about around the fact that, you know, this is me without makeup.
That was a great line.
Woman and things like that. So, yeah, we've got a we love Erykah Badu here with for all her influential and thought-provoking music, and that's another great example from Mama's Gun.
Yeah. Next up, as I said, we've got Lucinda Williams. She's actually a spokesperson for Amnesty International. So again, I know a lot of the musicians we play have something to say or support a great cause. So she's one of my favorite female musicians. So logically, I wanted to play her on today's show. She's known to be one of the best songwriters, or America's songwriters, and was actually named America's Best Songwriter in 2002 by Time Magazine. Three-time Grammy Award winner, so she's a wonderful musician. We're going to play Drunken Angel from her album Car Wheels on a Gravel Road from 1998. So here's Lucinda Williams with Drunken Angel on Are You Aware?
Say these this song. Well, I hope that you don't mind if you do, 'cause I am aglow with thoughts of you. Does it matter that what I remember might be just my own imagination painting scenes more pretty? Well, is it obvious? Does it show? Of you, I am aglow. I am aglow with thoughts of you. Are the stories that you told me true? It doesn't matter if they are. They are to me, I am aglow. And some might say I'm thinking in sin. So I just sit back and take you in. You're a map of a place, maybe someday I'll go.
The 10th Anniversary Vancouver International Dance Festival is taking place March 12th to March 21st at the Vancouver Playhouse and Roundhouse venues. The 2010 lineup includes Vancouver companies Mascal Dance, Kokoro Dance, Lumenco Rosario, and Out Inner Space. Ontario's Toronto Dance Theatre, Taiwan's Lafa and Artists, Denmark's Kit Johnson, New Zealand's Black Grace and Bill Crutchmaster Shannon, Michael Sakamoto, and Evidence from the United States. The 10th Anniversary Vancouver International Dance Festival, March 12th to March 21st at the Vancouver Playhouse and Roundhouse venues. Tickets are available at 604-662-4966 or online at vidf.ca.
To decide, you know I go back there tomorrow, but for the work I've taken on, stoking the star maker machinery behind the popular song.
popular song. You
just heard the first lady of Canadian folk music, Miss Joni Mitchell, with Free Man in Paris from her album Court and Speak.
Yeah, great Canadian artist and a great female artist. Actually, in 1999, Mitchell was listed as fifth on VH1's list of the 100 greatest women of rock and roll. So I say, yeah, for sure.
We
love that song.
We love her. She's amazing. And if you've seen Martin Scorsese's Last Waltz, which, Christian, you might have seen a couple times.
She
does a great performance of, what does she sing on that one?
I can't remember.
And she does backings for Neil Young's song, doesn't she?
I think she does, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great, if you've never seen The Last Waltz, check it out. It's probably one of the best music movies of all time.
I'd say. I think so. Yeah. And a great cameo by Joni Mitchell.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And then before that, we had another Canadian called Sarah Hammer from her album "I Am a Mountain" with "I Am a Glow."
Yeah, a great song by a Canadian singer, songwriter, and she's also an activist as well. Hammer actually started a nonprofit called PEARL, which stands for Protecting Escarpment Rural Land, and they campaigned to protect the Niagara Escarpment from. I guess there was a proposed gravel development that someone wanted to put in there. So they're campaigning to protect some parts of the wilderness near the escarpment. So pretty great organization that Sarah Hammer has a great deal to. She's a big part of it, I guess. So
yeah, and you've got to give her kudos for trying to protect the environment and especially, you know, escarpments and things like that. There's not only the plants that are involved, but there's also water situations and like water tributaries and plants and animals as well that live there. So it's it's really important. But we're doing an International Women's Day homage to the ladies of rock for RUM Music That Has Something to Say for this week. And I was doing some research around women's rights and global inequalities and things like that, just to sort of not put a downer on the day, but just to highlight what achievements have happened over the last sort of 100 years and what still needs to be done. I came across a treaty that has been ratified. It's pretty much universally ratified. It's called the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women. Despite it being almost universally ratified, there are some countries that haven't ratified it yet. The only other treaty of its kind that has universal ratification is the Convention of the Rights of the Child. And I was quite surprised to see probably the first one off the list was quite surprising to me. I mean, a couple of the other ones, I kind of understand why that might not have been ratified, but the USA has signed it but not ratified it, and I can't believe that, because it's the 30th anniversary this year of this convention, or what they call the CDAW, the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, and it's been in the Senate for the last 30 years trying to get a vote through. So I was extremely shocked by that. You know, you have this perception that the US has pretty good standards for equality, for at least gender equality.
You'd hope so, yeah.
You'd hope so. There's a lot of inequalities in different spheres within the US, but especially for the women's rights movement in the 60s and 70s, the feminist movement that came out of there, sort of got its gutso from America. So I'm really surprised by that, and I hope that it's going to be ratified soon, because it's important. Well, even if it's a symbolic, I mean, a lot of the arguments that I read around it was the fact that, you know, America already has these laws instated and things like that, so why should they ratify it? But on the other hand, it is a symbol of universal cooperation and a stance around not tolerating discrimination against women, because if you stay silent about something, you're pretty much condoning that, and unfortunately that's what the US is doing right now. Some of the other countries that haven't ratified it yet, unfortunately, are Iran, the Cook Islands, which I was kind of a bit surprised by, Tonga, Nauru, Palau, so a lot of South Pacific countries, which is ironic because New Zealand was one of the first countries in the world to give give women the vote in, let's have a look at my research, in 1893 New Zealand did.
Wow.
So
they're ahead of the game.
They're way ahead of the game. So for the other South Pacific nations not to have ratified this, I find this quite alarming. So hopefully they will do some, like, they will change their minds and ratify this and really show that, you know, it's now 2010, inequality does still exist for women, unfortunately, around the world, and we need to work towards making it go away and have the rights for all. But I'm going to talk about probably in the next little while, after our next set of songs, around what achievements have been done since the convention was ratified by a lot of the countries.
Focus on some positive things.
And so, still what needs to be done. So,
coming up. But we should get back to the music now. I know we talked a little bit there, but next track is from Blondie. Great female musician with Deborah Harry. Great vocalist.
Well, yeah, and the next three songs have a sort of theme running around it. We tried to put some female rappers in there because, unfortunately, a lot of hip hop is male dominated and can be quite misogynistic as well.
So very much so.
We wanted to promote the ladies, and the song "Rapture" was one of the first rap songs to be released by a female. So, and it reached number one. It was the first rap influenced single to reach number one in the US Billboard charts. And good on Blondie for going out there and doing it before any of the ladies started it out.
Deborah Harry stepping up.
She's got a bit of a rhythm. It's an interesting rhythm, but she does have some of it.
Well, here's Blondie with Rapture on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
Then when there's no more cars, you go out at night and shot. 'Cause the man from Mars stopped eating cars and eating bars, and now he only eats guitars. Yeah.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girls. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
The matter with your life, why you gotta mess with mine? Don't keep sweating what I do, 'cause I'm gonna be just fine. Check it out. If I wanna take a guy home with me tonight, it's none of your business. And if she wanna be a freaking, sell it on a weekend, it's none of your business. Now you shouldn't even get into who I'm giving skins to, it's none of your business. So don't try to change my mind, I tell you one more time, it's none of your business. Now who do you think you are? Put in your cheap 2 cents in. Don't you got nothing to do, then worry about my friends. Check it, I can't do nothing, girl, without somebody bugging. I used to think that it was me, but now I see it wasn't. They told me to change and call me names, and so I bought one. Opinions are like, then everybody's got one. I never poke my nose where I'm not supposed to. Believe me, if it's something bad I want, I'm stepping closer. I'm not one for playing high pole like the Hasa Diddy 90210 type of hoe. I treat a man like he treats me. The difference between a hooker and a hoe ain't nothing but a feat, so hold your tongue tightly. Wish you could be like me. You're popping all that mess only to stress and to spite me. Now you could get with that or you could get with this, but I don't give a shit, 'cause really it's none of your business. If I wanna take a guy home with me tonight, it's none of your business. And if she wanna be a freaking, sell it on a weekend, it's none of your business. Now you shouldn't even get into who I'm giving skins to, it's none of your business. So don't try to change my mind, I tell you one more time, it's none of your business. How many rules am I to break before you understand that your double standards don't mean to me? I know exactly what you say when I turn and walk away, but that's okay, 'cause I don't let it get to me. Now every move I make, somebody's clocking, so ask me nothing, will you just leave me alone? Never mind who's the guy that I took home.
Okay, Miss Thing never giving up skins. If you don't like him or his friends, what about that fan? Your pet pet's got a ill rap with all that macaroni trap. Well, rap your best step, or better yet, get your head checked, 'cause I refuse to be played like I'm in his trick deck of cards. No, I ain't hard like the bitches on a boulevard. My face ain't scarred and I don't dance in bars. You can call me a tramp if you want to, but I remember the punk who just humped and dumped you. Or you can front if you have to, but everybody gets horny just like you. So yo ho, check it, double deck it, on a regular butt naked. Best ass gets respected, miss, but it's none of your business. If I wanna take a guy home with me tonight, it's none of your business. And if she wanna be a freaking, sell it on a weekend, it's none of your business. Now you shouldn't even get it.
down the cheap bed, banging with the top down low on the floor, cause it's so fresh. Fresh like B-boys with vests, white runners, carp chest. I run like the breeze, who catches life, but sometimes getting me, you know what I mean? There's truth, I go, there's a rhyme, I will tell it, a story, I'll defend it, miss it coming and I'll end it. Hell, where did you come from, this international daughter song? So get your hands up like this, huh, until your party's just begun. So come over to my house, and that's where this all from. A lust for life in the West Coast, breeze with Portuguese, Steve. And Missy's the woman who always be cooking, so something for Nelsa to come dip a vibe in from BC to and all around the world, come giddy up, back, back up to my girl. Oh. Tell me you don't like it, so you died of me the first time, so let me stamp it.
Yo! Hit you with a new flow, people better lay low. Stick you up like Velcro, cause me and Nelly say so.
I'm doing how we do, some strings loose in your crew, because my fire spins your head round right. Mistake, mistake.
Welcome back to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. Again, for those that just tuned in, we are celebrating International Women's Day, which is marked next Wednesday, March 8th. And there we touched upon two of, I'm going to say, the major rap, female rap artists, I guess ever, we're going to say.
Yeah.
Right? Salt and Peppa. We started, or was in the middle there, with None of Your Business from Very Necessary. And they actually won the first Grammy for Best Rap Performance in 1995 for that single. And that was the first Grammy given out for rap to a female rap act. So pretty groundbreaking as far as hip-hop goes.
Yeah, I mean...
For females.
That was our choice. Sorry to interrupt. That was our choice, really. Like, I... Poor Christian was cringing during Salt and Pepper. I think Salt and Pepper have their place. They broke new ground. They empowered a lot of women around their sexuality. And they were the first female act to go gold and platinum and the first female rap act to have a multi-platinum album. I know they're a little bit kitsch and a little bit old school and they're probably a little bit too commercial, but seeing as this is an international
They definitely broke ground for females in hip hop. Yeah,
exactly.
For women in hip hop. As well as Missy Elliott, which we finished off there with Get Your Freak On. And that also contained a great Canadian artist in Nelly Furtado. So.
And Missy Elliott does a lot of great work with her celebrityism, if that's a word, around charities. She has her own organization called, well, she's affiliated with a charity called Break the Cycle, which focuses on eliminating domestic abuse. And in 2004, Missy Elliott joined forces with MAC Cosmetics to promote their Viva Glam campaign, which is an ad campaign for some Viva Glam V lipstick, where 100% of the sales goes towards the Mac AIDS Fund. And the Mac AIDS Fund is really important to a lot of AIDS community-based health organisations out there, because they do give out a lot of money and support to these organisations that rely quite heavily on funding and government funding and donor dollars. And when those two things start drying up, it's really important that these corporate organizations come out and help these community-based organizations. So we really have to give the MacAIDS kudos for that. Like I was talking about before,
we wanted to touch on some of the positive things, right?
Yeah. It's the 30th anniversary for the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women. And a lot of the time we focus on what still needs to be done with women's rights and equality amongst the sexes. And I just wanted to highlight some pretty cool stuff that's happened over the last sort of while, and especially in a lot of the countries where women's rights are lagging behind. In Morocco in 2004, they gave women greater equality and protection of their human rights within marriage and divorce by passing a new family code. So that was that's, I think, really important, especially coming from a quite predominantly Islamic country. Also, India has accepted legal obligations to eliminate discrimination against women and outlawed sexual harassment in the workplace, which is huge, because that's really important. I think that one other thing that I really wanted to note was around the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon also noted that within the UN itself, the number of women in senior posts has increased by 40%. So that's really good, because I think that, you know, like any women around the world, you really look up to people that are in, especially women that are decision makers around policy and things like that. We know that the New Zealand had a female prime minister for a long time. Unfortunately, Australia never has, and the US has Canada? No.
Very briefly.
Oh, very briefly?
Yeah.
When was that?
Oh, God. mid-90s, maybe?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I was too young then. No. For a very brief time, we did have a female prime minister.
Well, and unfortunately, there's not as many countries as you would like to have with some females in the power. So hopefully that'll change over the next little while.
Yeah.
And the other thing that you wanted to focus on, Christian, was around that organization that we looked at, Women for Women.
So they're helping women survivors of war rebuild their lives, and you can find out more about them at www.womenforwomen.org. Around the world, women face some of the greatest obstacles, yet also represent tremendous opportunity for lasting social and economic development. Globally, women face, I guess, the following challenges. And we got this from womenforwomen.org, their website. They bear a disproportionate burden of the world's poverty. They actually represent 70% of the world's poor, which that is an astounding statistic right there alone. Their ability to have a decent life is limited. They perform 66% of the world's work and produce 50% of the food, but they only earn 10% of the income and own 1% of the property. So
there's a lot of work to be done.
Yeah, so they perform 66% of the world's work and produce 50% of the food, but only earn 10% of the income. That's, something's got to change.
I think it's starting to change especially with the influx of microcredit as well. I think unfortunately, a lot of developing nations, women didn't have access to financial resources to sort of help themselves get a business to be more sustainable. So I do know for a fact that, I can't even remember his name, but the economist that won the Nobel Peace Prize, Mohamed Anas, I think is his name, who started the whole microcredit movement, has really, really helped women to sort of get themselves out of poverty.
So that is improving.
Yeah, definitely. It's improving the livelihood of a lot of women out there. So.
Okay. Another statistic we saw on womenforwomen.org is investment in women is inadequate. Recent data shows that only 3.6% of overseas development assistance was earmarked for gender equality. And for every dollar of development assistance, 2 cents goes to girls or women. I think, Women would be a better way of putting it. I'm just reading off of a page here. Sorry out there.
You're supposed to sound intelligent. Yeah, this is all coming from your mind.
Who wrote this? And another point, during the and after conflict, women are particularly vulnerable to violence and exploitation. And an interesting statistic is about 70% of casualties in recent conflicts are women and children, and the forms of violence they experience include a variety of very terrible things, including torture and sexual slavery and forced prostitution, things like that that shouldn't happen to anyone. So if you find some of these statistics interesting and you'd like to find out more about this information, again, go to www.womenforwomen.org. And you can read more about those statistics and things that organization is doing to change that stuff.
And I think it's really important to keep those in mind, especially for a lot of women who come from developed nations and especially the younger ones that don't realize what a struggle there is or has been and there is still for many women out there to have equality. And there are so many disproportionisms around education for women in developing nations and in developed nations as well, unfortunately. Yeah. So even though we have come leaps and bounds since whenever it was, I think 1788 was when USA first allowed women to vote. So obviously it's happened since then. We've come a long way since then, but we still have a lot more work to do. And that's why we try and highlight these things when the International Women's Day come around, to show that, yes, let's celebrate our successes, but let's still work together on not a, you know, which is the better sex or the fairer sex, but just more about equality and making sure that...
Yeah. Everybody all about equality, equal. For sure.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. And there's not much equality going on this show, but, you know, hey, we are celebrating International Women's Day on March 8th. So next up, another great female musician. We've got Cat Power. Great female musician, as I said, singer whose real name is Chan Marshall, and she actually performed at a charity water benefit gala at the Metropolitan Pavilion in New York City. That is coming up. Do you know when that is, Fleur?
I think that was... I don't know.
Okay, we'll get back to you on that. But here is Cat Power with Nude as the News on CITR.
Thank you. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Some of my other lives will get different. A casual fan that likes fake final repetition. Character assassination. Ignore the issues and other relations. Consumption and brutality.
Belongs to life. Because the night belongs to
the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Pit Pub and Burger Bar is home of the famous Pit Night. Relax with great prices on cold beer and lots of big screen HD TVs, or chow down on charbroiled burgers, beer battered fish and chips, and Belgian fries. The Pit is open 7 days a week, and Wednesday through Saturday is open late until 2 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9. And we have about 8 minutes left of our homage to ladies that rock the world.
Yeah, a good way to put it. I love it. We are celebrating International Women's Day, if you haven't been with us for long, which is next Wednesday, March 8th.
That's right. Hug a lady on that day.
Yeah, for
tell,
sure.
Tell the ladies in your life how awesome they are.
And that last track was the godmother of punk, Patti Smith. A pretty well-known known song from her, and she's definitely a rock legend for sure.
Yeah, and she's been really outspoken on a lot of issues, especially with regards to a supporter of the Green Party in the US, and she has performed in many anti-war concerts and written several protest songs, especially around what happened in Iraq. And I also read something about her with the... What happened? The Israelis bombing Lebanon a couple of years ago. Do you remember that, Christian?
I do remember that, yeah.
She wrote a protest song about that. She wasn't very happy about that at all. She's also been involved with the Tibet House annual benefit concert, and she rocked that at the 20th annual benefit concert with the likes of Iggy Pop, Regina Spektor, and others. And that's a non-profit organization that is charged with preserving Tibetan culture. She also does stuff for the Sweet Relief Musicians Fund. She provides financial assistance to all types of career musicians who are struggling to make ends meet while facing illness, disability, or age-related problems.
She's very socially active in a number of different ways, I would say.
And, you know, she pretty much brought about one of the predominant punk movements. She was a huge player in that back in the 70s. So,
yeah, in the mid-70s, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and before that was Nico Case, wonderful voice, love her. That was Hold On from her album Fox Confessor Brings the Flood. So most people know her from, now as a solo artist, but also from The New Pornographer, so a great female artist.
Yeah, and she supports the Best Friends Animal Society, so she really focuses on animal rights as well. So we've got to give her kudos for that.
So we pretty much have one song left for our show celebrating International Women's Day.
I know. I hope you enjoyed the collection. There was some interesting.
There's
picks
some very interesting stuff in there. I think we covered a very wide spectrum of female musicians from today and years gone by.
And, yeah, also trying to have some fun with it as well.
We had a lot of fun. It was great fun.
The last song that we've chosen is, I think, for most women out there who probably know about this song, I'd say it's one of the best sort of women's rights, women empowerment songs. It's by Nina Cherry, and it was released in 1996 from the album Man.
I find interesting.
Yeah, which is interesting. The irony is great. And this track is called Women, and it was her take of James Brown's 1996 song, It's a Man's World. She's been involved in a lot of activism over the years. She released a song called Red Hot and Blue, which was to raise awareness around AIDS research in the early 90s. And she's always been involved in sort of... Doing advocacy around AIDS and HIV and things like that. So we've got to give her kudos for that. So, yeah, I guess we better say goodbye.
Goodbye for this week.
Happy International Women's Day.
And go out and celebrate. There are events going on in Vancouver, so...
Yeah, do we want to quickly list off...
We can give you a heads up on two. One is tomorrow evening, actually. That's March 5th. It's the 4th Annual Ladies First Art Show, and it's an international art exhibit of 25 female pop artists featuring female-themed work. and that's at Aiden Gallery here in Vancouver. And then on the 6th, there is Liberal Women of Distinction fundraiser. So a fundraiser that is put on by BC Liberal Women, and all proceeds go to the Judy LaMarche Fund, which supports federal Liberal Women candidates. So that is at Fairmount Pacific Rim. So check those out if you get the opportunity, and celebrate International Women's Day next Wednesday. And we'll leave you with Nena Cherry, Women, on Are You Aware on 101.9 CITR.
Fortunate. wants no leaking come out.
I understand that. But this noise has got to stop.
All Bleak cares about is Bleak.
Is that so?
Oh, so that is. I mean, just take a look around.
Bleak brought this from me a year ago, man. This is a rare out-of-print bird.
Look, I'm a delivery man making deliveries. And any static, take it up with Bleak.
Bleak, two E's, one K. Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician. As well, a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
You are listening to Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Bleak in with you this evening on Canada's favorite radio show, Exquisite Corpse. Thanks for dropping by tonight. What's new with you? What's new with what's been going on in your life? My life? I don't know. I'm full of anxiety, getting better. Things are improving. It's all right. It's going to be okay. Considering doing a podcast about personal things with old friends and common people. We'll see where that goes, so stay tuned for that. Tonight, our feature presentation is the new Tickly Feather album called Hors d'oeuvres. And Tickly Feather is Annie Sachs. She grew up in rural Virginia, but has been living in Philadelphia for maybe 7 years now, as you know, from when this thing was written, this bio thing that I have. She's been using her time learning to write and record her own music as part of her nights spent at home, adapting to being the single mother of a young child. Sax is a four-track hobbyist whose musical spirit dwells in the realm of her own natural inclinations. She's a firm believer in doing what feels right, and in her recordings, she really uses her solo status to great advantage. It adds up It adds up a very personal sound. I think she left out a word there. It adds up to a very personal sound, which involves all sorts of sensations from serendipity to silliness, and even the sweet and eerie sound of her little boy's voice as he tells her his ideas. Her recordings have been praised by critics from the start, with comparisons to work by artists such as Syd Barrett, Kate Bush, and Gilly Smith, and all the while being given credit for having a sound that is completely its own. Now she's coming in from the outside to share her songs, and it's precious beyond value. And she is on, I think the new one's on Paw Tracks, the animal.